Yum.
Welcome to dinner.
Welcome to dinner. We are now at Subway.
Where it's a beautiful night. It's in the mid-80s.
Yes, it's in the mid-80s right now, and it's after, what time is it, Monty?
It's like 7, almost 8 o'clock. Right around 8 o'clock, it's almost. It's
right
like
around 7, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. So we're just eating. We're just beginning to eat now.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever wondered what it was like to eat dinner, if you've never done it before in your entire life, here's an example of what you're missing. I have a roast beef sandwich with American cheese and some chips. And for dessert, I have a oatmeal raisin cookie that I'll be getting to.
If he eats all his food.
If I eat all my food, yes. Which, there's no telling. And we're eating, the Subway here has little picnic tables outside of it. And it's such a nice night, that's where we are.
Oh, it's beautiful.
We couldn't pick a better time to come here.
Oh, yes. This is just lovely.
Oh, pardon me.
And that was Monty burping in the boo for the proper introduction.
Yeah, that was the... you gotta have at least one of those in the boo, so why not? So here we are. This is our eating. This might be a fairly uneventful boo, but it's here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, Jeremy, what did you get from Subway?
A sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Yep.
Sweet onion chicken teriyaki?
You can have that. I want nothing to do with it.
And people tell me, onions, no, it's like a sweet onion sauce. It's
a sweet onion sauce, so there's no onions in the sandwich.
Right.
But he's got pickles and pepperoncinis in there, and
anyway.
Well, pickles are okay, but pepperoncinis,
No, not for me, they're not. Pickles, get them away from me. I'll gag on pickles if you give me one. Ugh.
Oh.
Anytime I order a burger or whatever and they put pickles on it when I tell them not to, I am like livid. I'm like, I have to go hunting for the pickles and get them out of there. Like, It's not quite the same.
Well, we were joking with Monty earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because I introduced him to a show called Untold Stories of the ER.
Yeah, I'll be watching more of that.
Mm-hmm. And you really should get the TV Guide app, mobile app. It's kind of a pile, but it is accessible to use.
Okay.
But get the TV Guide mobile app, and you can set reminders for all your favorite shows.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we were watching this Untold Stories of the ER, and this woman was delivering a baby.
In her car.
Mm-hmm. In her car. Well, they let the husband cut the umbilical cord. And, of course, he makes a comment. Like, this material was special ordered. You couldn't have waited 5 minutes?
I'm like,
And she punched him.
Yeah.
Knocked him out cold. You know, because obviously when she gave birth, she made a huge mess everywhere.
Of course.
So Monty speaks up and he says, when Jeremy said, what would you have done in that situation? And I think Jeremy was referring to if he was the man in the situation.
Right. And
Monty took it the wrong way. He said, well, if I was in that situation, I would have punched him out too. After all, I'd have to go through. And we were like, Monty, how would you have known what it would have taken to have a baby? So we were teasing him, calling him Montina.
Uh-huh.
And so we come up with, we tease people around here like Jeremy. We tease him, we call him Jeremina sometimes.
Yep.
If he's trying to get all diva on us.
Ooh. Well, I almost went away.
Jeremina.
I tried to take Melissa's sandals off her feet before we left the house.
So anyway, the reason I brought up the story is because you don't like pickles, and women who are pregnant sometimes crave pickles.
Pickles, which
we won't have to worry about that with Montina.
Nope. No, you sure won't. Nope. I might only be craving, roast beef.
Ice cream.
Nope, I don't do ice cream either.
What?
Yep. Oh, wait. There's one of my secrets I just let out. Yep.
I understand you don't like chocolate.
Nope.
Ice
cream is another one. I don't like the coldness of... Well, it's supposed to be, I realize that, but I just don't care for things quite that cold. It just...
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. I have eaten ice cream sandwiches before, but I don't usually I do more like the cookies or like cupcakes, like lemon cupcakes or, you know, stuff like
lemon
that.
Lemon cupcakes. Oh, they're so good.
Yes, they are. They are very delicious. Donuts, Twinkies, and yes, they are coming back. I don't know when, but they're coming back, I hear.
That's so sad that they had to die for a while, but...
But at least they can be raised from the dead. That's so cool.
You know. Well, they had an interesting update in the App Store today.
Don't tell me you have a Twinkie app.
No! No, the game Papa Sangre.
I have never gotten into that game. Nah, I've never even played it.
Oh, God. There's a fly on my nose.
Well, but flies are already out down here. We don't know what flies are yet in Palmdale. That's still about a month out.
Jeez.
For you guys that don't know, the weather down here right now, it's about 85 degrees or so. And
at 8 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock at night. And the temperature in Palmdale might have only gotten to the mid-70s. So that gives you an idea of how drastic the weather is different between this desert and the desert that I normally live in.
The high desert.
Mm-hmm. This is what they call the low desert. In fact, that's why it's so warm. Because it's basically at sea level.
A lower altitude.
It's very much... You do know how high we are, right? In this valley?
Shoot. I know somebody told me once.
It's about 400 feet or so.
Feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know where, like, thermal and all those places are, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Salton Sea?
They're below sea level down there.
No, I know that, but we're not that far from that.
No, you're right. You're right. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Just a little ways across the interstate there, and you'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was 100. In fact, remember that heat wave you guys had a couple weeks back? Mm-hmm. It was 100 degrees in thermal. I was looking at the weather down there.
And it was 98 over here.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it's crazy. To have that in March, I mean, we're not even to April yet.
I know!
And here we are picnicking and spring's already begun. In Palmdale, we do this in like mid-April.
June
or May, you know, not March. It's not even the end of March yet we're doing this.
And speaking of the end of March, tomorrow's Easter, so.
That's right.
I hope everyone has a good, safe Easter.
Yes. Oh, and if doubt that anybody that we know will do this, but I'll mention it. The Palm Springs Tram, I didn't even know they did this until I saw it on Twitter. They have an Easter sunrise service.
And up in the mountains.
Up in the mountains. You can take the tram up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning and be up there for their 5:45 sunrise service.
That'd be cool.
There ain't no way we're going up there, though.
We don't have a vehicle up there, and Sundial doesn't start running people until 6.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, Sundial may not even be in service anyway.
Not only that, but even if they were, would they take us to the tram? I mean, that's probably on the outskirts.
No, I don't think they would.
I wondered that, actually. I wonder what would...
We would need a human being to drive us. Yes. Not that the people at Sundial are not human beings.
No, those are the robots. Don't you know they have robots doing that down here?
Yeah, well, they've got like, the weird schedules and the routes. Jeremy, did you just burp?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was Jeremy's 2 cents.
Yeah.
He doesn't like paratransit either, so...
Yeah, I don't... See, there's a reason why I personally prefer humans, especially ones that are friends of mine, when possible. Because, I mean, obviously that's not possible in all situations, but when it is, including horror stories like what happened to you the other day where you were half an hour late to your freaking meeting.
Oh, man, I was pissed off.
I mean, isn't that ironic?
They picked me up at 8:30. I didn't get there until 9:35.
9:35? How far away did you have to go?
To Palm Springs, but they drove all the way to the other side of Palm Desert, picked up a gentleman, drove all the way into Palm Springs, dropped him off at the stroke center, and then dropped me off.
Don't they do it by the route distance, like whichever is closer? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't they pick him up and then come get you?
What do you want, Jeremy?
Another napkin, babe.
Okay.
I mean, wouldn't they? I would think they would come get...
Here.
Wow. I would think they would come get you, because you're closer to Palm Springs than...
What they should have done was picked him up first.
Yeah, then come get you.
Then come get me, and then go to Palm... Not only that, but my pickup window was between 8 and 8:40. So they almost picked me up at the later end of my window.
Right.
I'm done with my
Which is ironic because I think I had warned you about that just jokingly. I didn't think that was actually going to happen. Remember, I said, what did they pick you up at 8:39?
Yeah, he picked me up at 8:33 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So you were close.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I choose personally. And like I said, humans. I really, not always. I choose actual humans that I know have cars. And that's why I said, if I ever get married, if I ever get a girlfriend, they must have a car that they can operate. They don't necessarily have to have a license, because as we know, people in California, even with licenses, can't drive. And I personally know people that don't have their licenses yet that can drive better than people with licenses.
Okay, but what if you were to fall in love with somebody who was blind?
Well, then I would have to figure something out then.
Yeah, I mean, you'd want to put your safety first, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
I don't think you'd want to trust your blind girlfriend in the car.
No, you're right. You're right. I would. You're right, absolutely right. You know, safety first. In fact, every time you and I are going out of the house, I'm thinking about that. Should we even mention what happened when we came over here? Should we just, like... Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Nah, let's not mention it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. But no, I would... That's why I want to... If I, you know, like I said, I love my technology, and I've been in love with my technology for years, but there's nothing like a good companion, and I have never had one to this day. So.
Well, I'm going to say something, too. I used to be a toy collector. Oh, and I'm not trying to be, you know, gross or anything. But I used to be a toy collector. I used to be, you know, an action figure collector.
Okay.
And this is way before I met Melissa.
Okay, that's cool.
I didn't do drugs or anything like that.
Me neither.
And I thought, you know, what's the harm of, you know, collecting toys? I'm not hurting anybody.
Well, you're right. There is no harm in it. But you gotta admit, you know, that when you realize that you don't have anyone besides, you know, you're totally by yourself. After a while, you don't realize it at first, but after a while, it's like, you know, I do want someone around.
And people made fun of me because I played with toys, and they called me names like Sissy and...
Oh, people made fun of me because I enjoyed the computer too much.
Hey.
I'd be on the computer all the time. If I wasn't on the computer, I was on the radio.
Hey.
And be like, well, why don't you get out, you know, outside? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? I'm like, look, I have my life, you have yours. Leave me the hell alone.
Hey, I get like that. Get that way too, you know? Because when my family comes over, it's like...
I mean, it doesn't hurt every once in a while to go out and enjoy the fresh air.
But at
the same time, it's like, if you're going to force me to do something, I'm not going to do it.
Well, here's an example. My family's always forcing me to go to their church.
Oh, I hate when people do that. Oh, there's the fly you were talking about earlier. It finally reached me.
I sent it over to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm always looking forward to it.
But the whole point of this is just positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, things can happen.
Yeah.
You know, anything can happen. I'm sure you'll find that special someone.
I hope so. I really do, because... Like I said, you know, I've been by myself a lot, and I never gave much thought before, but it's like, after a while, it's like, you know, you can't describe it, you really can't. But those of you that are listening, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. For now, I'll just fall in love with my sandwich, my computer, and my, you know, my soda.
And your new iPhone 5.
My new iPhone 5, yes, which, yes, it is with me, by the way. I ended up bringing both phones with me. You know, I have two pockets, so I'm using them. And I got my soda here.
And you're getting a good Sprint signal out here, aren't you?
Yes, how'd you know?
You told me that earlier.
When?
Yesterday, last night.
Oh, that's right. I did mention that, didn't I? I was kind of surprised. I figured that Sprint wouldn't, you know, I figured they would, like, neglect this area. Cause I figured they would think, well, no one travels out here.
Just like Verizon neglects us with Fios, and we're stuck with, DSL.
You're stuck with 1999 technology. I mean, this.
Hey, at least it's better than 1969 technology.
Well, if you were running 1969 technology, I would hide.
Yeah.
Because I actually know what that was like, because there's a guy on YouTube that tried to get on the internet with a 1964 modem.
Oh my God.
The connection speed was 300 baud.
Oh,
now,
God.
To give you an idea how slow that is, you know how slow 14.4 is?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really slow.
Mm-hmm.
300 baud is almost 10 times slower than that.
Makes DSL look like the President of the United States.
Oh, yes. makes DSL look like royalty. In fact, when DSL was in 2000, when I first got DSL, in 2001, actually, is when I first got DSL. I thought that I had the best internet that there was. And at the time, I did. But I didn't realize how much advancing was going to happen. It's too bad that areas like ours, or yours, area that I'm visiting, is still stuck back in 2003.
Oh,
I know. That's all I got to say about that. See that things are locking up over there somewhere back there.
I mean, they're moving chairs and tables.
You're listening to what all happened right now.
Live.
Noelle Snip, this is live on demand. That's what we call it. We can't say live on tape because there's no tape involved. And people, when they record stuff on YouTube, systems will still say they're videotaping. Like, Willie, where's the tape?
It's just a habit. Old habits die hard.
I know. I even catch myself doing it.
Here's an example.
I'm videotaping, but except I'm not.
And here's an example. You know, even though they have stuff on CDs, people still say albums.
And records.
Albums and records.
And that's when you know habits die hard, because there haven't been records in, what, 30 years?
Well, there's a shop out here, and if you love buying your music, there's a shop out here. If you've got some stuff.
Wait, hold on. There's still music stores out here? I don't believe it.
Yes, there is. They're at the mall.
A used record store.
I was going to say, it wouldn't be a new record store. That would be...
Well, it's... Yeah, called Record Alley.
But let me tell you, they're the best. They are the best. I mean, they...
Wow. Yeah,
they still... Don't they still let people sell vinyls there, too?
Vinyls, cassettes...
CDs.
CDs. VHS, if you have any...
You got.
If you have any old VHS tapes.
Oh, I've got VHS tapes. I just don't have nothing to play in. I wouldn't know that.
Do you have any... Well, listen. Next time you come, bag them up.
Okay.
Bring them down.
We'll
take a trip down to Record Alley, huh?
That'd
be fun. That'd be an interesting adventure, considering what we had to go through to get here today.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
Not at all.
No, we'll call in advance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe somebody can be waiting for us, huh?
That'd be sweet.
I go on the escalator I better not tell my story.
Escalator?
You go on the escalator to ask for help.
Tell
us your story, Jeremy.
Well, okay. I was on a lesson with
a mobility lesson?
Yeah. Were about to go on a mobility lesson with a wonderful lady named Sophia.
Hi.
Wonderful. She had a great sense of humor.
Cool.
And, you know, we were going over my routes, and she goes, "Now, Jeremy, where do you go if you want to ask for help?" And we were talking about the escalator.
Right.
I said, "Oh, that's easy. You go to the escalator."
When you go to the mall directory.
Oh, wow. You go to the escalator.
He meant to say the directory, and he said the escalator.
Oh, funny.
And ever since then, I was teased.
Yeah, you go to the escalator. Well, if you're lucky, you'll find someone that wants to go to the escalator, and they might be able to help you, but... Yeah,
maybe the escalator will have some words of wisdom for
maybe
you.
Maybe it will. It'll go...
I have my own...
It'll say, go up!
Yeah.
I have my own way of going on the escalator now. Before, it used to scare me, but...
They still scare me. I mean, I get ready to go on those things, and I'm like... Especially going down.
Guess what? There's a trick.
Oh?
There's a trick, and I'll tell you how it works.
Okay.
You take your cane, right?
Yeah.
You put it against either the right side or the left side of the rail.
Okay.
You reach over, grab the rail. There you go.
Oh.
So you kind of use your cane as a second railing. Kind of put it slightly in front of you. It's like,
so
if you're going to grab...
If you're going down, the cane's going to be on the step below you.
Yeah.
You know, as you're... Which you get...
Yeah, so you're going to put it, let's just say, if you're grabbing the left rail, put your cane on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hold on, put most of your support on the rail, but have that cane there as kind of a in front of you, slightly off to the right. So you kind of have an idea of your balance and your location and where the steps are.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kind of orient yourself a little bit more.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind. Normally, I encounter escalators when I'm down in Hollywood. Or, you know, at the LA
Subway. You go to Hollywood?
Yeah, I go down there sometimes. I've been down there twice this year.
Wow.
And when I go down there, you know, I take the subway. You ever been on the LA subways?
Yes,
not yet.
one time I did.
There's, of course, when you go up the subway, there's, you got to get back up to street level. Well, the only way to really do that is the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Taking the escalator in one direction is okay, because you're going, you know, your steps go up. If you're going down, yeah, I'm always afraid I'm going to, like, I just, ugh. Once I'm on, I'm fine, because you can tell when it's coming to the end, but.
The way I see it is just be very cautious when you get on.
Just put your cane, you know. Use your cane as a guide.
Okay. Well, guess what? I'm about to open my chips, folks. Now, see, I don't do what other people do. I don't open bags of chips normally. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I take my teeth, and I go.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Nice and quick.
Hey,
no fumbling about.
Oh, my God, Monty, that's crazy.
And my Doritos are right in front of me now.
Baby, they heard I was coming, my love. They're playing ahead.
Oh, they're playing Elton John from the loudspeaker out here?
Mm-hmm.
You can barely hear the music, though.
In fact, I'm sure our listeners can't hear it. That's how faint it is.
No, but listen. It's from the tavern.
Oh, yeah, that's coming from the tavern. It's got to be. Because, yeah, they'd have. And if we were in there, there'd be, we'd be. We'd be, like, going nuts. Oh, yeah, I know that song. Yeah.
Yellow Brick Road, I love that album.
Mm-hmm. Yellow Brick Road.
I went nuts when I bought that album.
Mm-hmm.
I played that album almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you kept on hearing, Benny! You know, you kept on hearing Benny and the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
And my uncle is like, can you turn that off?
I've had to have, like, there's songs that I've liked that I've liked so much when I heard them that I'd play them over and over and over.
And after a while, it's like, oh, I don't like that song anymore.
And I'm like,
and my friends are like, can you turn that off? I'm like, I like the song. Leave me alone.
You know what I say?
Slam my door shut.
You know what I say? Did you say turn it up?
Uh huh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are brutal.
So I'll turn it up louder.
Uh huh, yep.
He goes, turn it off. I go, oh, louder.
You want it higher?
Yeah. Did you say way louder? Okay.
I have my old stereo. It has this little built-in thing where you can make it sound like stereo in a sense. You press a button.
I would hope a stereo would have a thing to make it sound
no,
like stereo.
No, make it more surround sound.
Oh, more surround. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what he was trying to say.
And especially with Elton John, for example. If I'm playing, like, either an old album or what have you, you get more of the piano.
Oh, nice.
And
sort of like an equalizer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And my uncle's like, can you turn it off? I'm going, oh, turn it up.
Turn it up and bring the equalizer in more.
Oh.
Well.
But Yellow Brick Road is one of my favorite albums, and I, you know, people tell me, you know, because of the fact of who he is, I got judged for it, but I don't care.
That's okay. I get judged for a lot of things, too, and I just...
A lot of people do. Well, sadly...
That's why I'm glad I'm the person that I am, because I cannot judge. I will not judge. And
neither will I.
If you want me to judge, I'll be like, screw you. Leave me alone.
Do you want me to... As soon as I'm done, we'll go and... if you want.
What
we can replenish your drinks if you want.
Oh, I'll be fine. I won't have to worry.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to... carry you two home and carry my drink.
What,
We have about 6 minutes left. Just
okay,
so
were you reading my mind? I was just going to ask, how much time do we have left in our audio, boo? And so, because, now if we abruptly end, that'd be fine, but I was just going to try for us not to, if you were looking at it.
Mm, yeah, we still have a few minutes. And that...
that, my friend, that's the sound of a good dinner. I don't think I'll get
to that your compliments to the chef, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's got to be it. That's what I would call that.
There you go.
Yep. Now, by the way, Melissa, would you do me a favor and get my cookie ready if you'd like to try to find it?
Mm-hmm.
Or my cookies. I forgot I have two of them. So
mm-hmm.
I want to have them available because once I get done with my chips, it's on to my cookies. That'll probably be beyond the scope of this boo, but I'll be eating them. Trust me, folks.
Yes, he got oatmeal raisin,
mm-hmm.
and there's your cookies right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get your sandwich.
There you go.
All right, I believe these are yours.
We hope.
Yeah, you can probably smell it, the oatmeal.
Let's make sure of that. I'm going to attempt to do just that.
Yeah, these are macadamia nut.
Okay,
so Jeremy's are macadamia nut.
All right, so that means mine is the correct one. Oh, yeah, this is mine.
Oh, yeah, there.
Yeah, you're good.
I did good.
You did very good. I'm impressed.
So they put them in bags, separate little bags, and there's two cookies in each.
Nice.
But and Monty got oatmeal raisin.
I got my oatmeal raisin, and I had my 6-inch. Normally I have a foot long, but I'm like, you know what? I want to have the rest of this stuff, so I want to have room for it all.
Yeah.
So I better get a 6-inch, which is what I did, and I devoured that while
I drank
this entire food. What's that?
You know what I had? I had enough for all of us, as I know I would.
Yep.
Yep, that's good.
Of course you did. You got all kinds of goodies. You probably ate more than all of us combined.
How?
Well, you had more stuff on a sandwich.
Yeah, that's true. But he ate a basic sandwich, chips and cookies, and it was.
But didn't you get a foot long though, right?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I normally eat a foot long.
Nope.
So you were like me then, you wanted to have room for the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes what we'll do is we will buy a foot long, but
and split it up like
we'll take it home and eat the other half, like for a second meal.
Mm-hmm. I've done that.
I cannot eat a foot long one sitting.
I've done it. In fact, I can do it more often than you think.
What we did actually, what we did was we I remember this too.
Our audio boot, by the way, I think it's almost done.
Uh-huh.
So you can tell me the story, but it apparently won't make the audio boot.
Well, that's all right. Remember when I first took the cab, babe? Mm.
Oh,
after
yeah.
After the CCB convention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The cab driver that we had didn't know what he was doing.
Wow.
Or that I had didn't know what he was doing.
Hey, do you have any cab drivers, Melissa, that you actually can, like, request? Like, if you know anyone?
There's one that was Michael. There was another one that was Elsa.
Mm-hmm. I know when I'm in Bakersfield, or this is what used to be the case, back where I lived with my sister, there was a cab driver up there that I could request because he would go out of his way. He would give me, like, little nice little cab discounts.
Mm.
And he would, like, go above and beyond the... If I needed him to wait for me to do something real quick, he would do it.
He wouldn't charge you.
All right. He wouldn't charge me to wait like most cabs would. It was really cool. Stuff like that, you know. I would request him whenever I could.
I had one. The one that, you know, as I said, that didn't know what he was doing. I remember it was towards the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, I mean, literally out of food. And
yeah,
literally out of money, too.
Ow.
Melissa can vouch for me on this one.
Okay, we got 2 minutes.
Okay.
And what did the audio... What did the audio boo say? What did
Well,
it said, let me finish. You know.
I forgot.
Now. Oh, that was... What happened, Jeremy?
Oh. Anyway. I went to Subway.
Okay.
And I told the cab driver, can you wait for me?
Mm-hmm.
He goes... But that, you know, do I have to keep my meter running? He was being a bit of a about it.
He was, saying, wow. was he asking you if you had to keep the meter running, or was he telling you, I will have to keep the meter running? Like, more telling you that you would be paying more if he does wait for you.
Telling me that I'd be paying more or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was so nervous.
Wow.
They got the order kind of...
The guy wouldn't even, like, point him out to the direction of the door.
What? Oh, my
he
God.
Just kind of dropped him off and was like... Mm.
That's not cool. That is not cool at all. I've had cab drivers that were extremely friendly.
Mm. So have I. We've had some good ones.
So friendly, in fact, that they got some long cab rides out of me. Like the one time when I went from Palmdale to Bakersfield in a cab because I had missed the last bus that I needed.
Oh.
So it was $140, but I didn't care. I needed to get to Bakersfield to make a connection to go to up north.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my only option. So I made it. And my cab driver was my favorite one. I actually had their direct number. I literally could call them up directly and be like, hey, be here. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. On demand.
All right, well.
There you go. I think we're done. Terminating. Right?
I think we are. It's my